I think it's ridiculous, really, because there has been a lot of failings with probation for many years. Certainly when I was a criminal, it was just tick box. When you were released on parole, you had to go to probation office and they would just sign you off, you know, to say that you've attended. And I think some of the problem is because they have, you know, been having failings for many years, it's about time now that they start collaborating and working with other services. So they need to work with services on the ground like Refocus, who Refocus works in a prison, and we work with young people in the prison and support them when they come out. I've got people on my books that are as far away as Southampton, and we need like housing organisations to work. And I think because I went to a conference, a ex-offenders conference with the police, and the police were saying that faith groups like the churches have been very key, because what they've done, they've met the prisoners at the gate and they've taken them under their wing. They've supported them, sometimes given them accommodation, and they have helped them rehabilitate into society, and that worked well. But what could happen if the probation service was to collaborate with services like ours and the churches and housing associations? We could information share so that everyone knows what's happening with that either young person or adult that we're trying to help. But it's going to take everybody together. So, you know, there's lots of services that do some fantastic work on the ground with young people and adults. And I think that probation needs to incorporate these services to help tackle the workload and also, you know, provide some of the funding to do it.